You would hang your coat up in what?
We hang our coat in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use hall trees. Some people use pegs in the wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard a good word for a hall tree today, a costumer. Have you ever heard
familiar
that?
With that. Okay.
Okay, a place above a house that you could where you could store things is a...
We have a partial attic over our garage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what would you call the place in your house, a room where you store things that you aren't using?
My wife's closet. we have... we don't really have a room like that here. Anything that's out of season normally fits in our regular closets. We don't change closets by season necessarily. I'm not sure what you're hoping for.
Well, if there was a room that you just set aside to use.
A storage room?
Yeah, it was just like a storage room. Yeah, yeah, you can
our
call storage, it
storage room is
the attic.
The attic. Okay. In our particular household.
In our house, it's the garage.
Well, there's a few miscellaneous things. I won't show you the garage.
Now, let's see, the things that guide the rain away from a roof are called?
They don't use many around here, but we have gutters and downspouts.
Mm-hmm. And the downspouts would be the things that run
down
the house.
That's the vertical member that connects to the gutter, and
okay.
Some people call them leaders.
Mm-hmm.
That's another word for it. I think it's referred to architecturally as a leader in some of the old books that I have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where they have wood houses, they have to put something on the outside to protect it, and that comes in strips, you call it?
Well, there are a number of ways of treating the old wood houses. We're shiplap siding.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tarn groove, there's some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Ones that I can remember mostly in the Ohio area were all, I would call them shiplap more than anything else. It's one over the other. It has a
mm-hmm.
horizontal line, shadow line.
How is that spelled, shiplap?
Yeah, it was this.
Like over, like over.
Shiplap.
Yeah, okay.
Drop siding was another word for it. There are probably many colloquial terms
mm-hmm.
that you could find people that use that sort of thing. We never have in this part of the country, as I pointed out.
Yeah.
It's just recently that we were able to use an exterior stud wall. And in most cases, it's either a brick veneer over the stud wall, or in
mm-hmm.
many cases now, stucco.
Mm-hmm.
Or a variation of stucco. There's a number of things in lieu of stucco now. Drive it. Two or three different specialty items that take the place of stucco.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, on a ranch, the main ranch building is called what?
A ranch house, I would presume.
Mm-hmm. And when you come in the door, you open the door, and the opposite of that is you...
You mean close the door?
Mm-hmm. Or another word for close is...
Shut the door?
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect. Nobody says shut, I notice. Everybody says close.
Well, I used to say shut the door, and same way as the window,
huh.
Open and close, or
uh-huh.
open and shut.
Uh-huh.
I probably shut more windows than I have doors.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, if we lived in a place where there were tornadoes, we'd have to build what kind of...
You know, we have a storm cellar.
Mm-hmm. And in the morning when you shave, you look in the...
Say, oh God. Look and do what?
You look into the...
Oh, mirror.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, certainly.
And the mirror is made out of?
In most cases, it's glass.
Mm-hmm.